Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G&D divas.
Hello, author Jordan North.
Hello, awful William Hanson.
Oh, I'm more author, you're more awful. Love
yes.
It. Good.
That's a good way to start.
Yes.
In case you...
Thanks for calling me awful. Oh, I can't say it.
Awful.
Yes.
In case you haven't heard, William and I announced this week that we are going to be releasing a book.
Yes.
Help, I Sexted My Boss, the book. We're currently writing it at the moment. You can pre-order it, sextedmyboss.com/book.
It'll be out for Christmas on the 9th of November.
The 9th of November. So get your pre-orders in.
Yes, if you'd like signed copies, limited signed copies available, again, go to that website. And thank you for the lovely response. It's been very nice.
It has been.
We did a TikTok live.
We did do a TikTok live. I can't believe the response.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it's
people
been
would be
big.
Like, oh, great. Might get it at Christmas. But yeah, well, it's amazing. We've got
nice.
A book out.
And if it wasn't for the G&D divas, we wouldn't be doing it.
I'm an author.
You are going to be an author.
I'm going to be a published writer.
Yes, you're going to be an author. You're an author in waiting.
Yeah.
That's what you are currently.
Am I? You're yeah. already an author, aren't you? Do you say you're a writer as well?
I'd
love to say to people, oh yeah, I'm a writer. Oh, can I start saying that now?
Yes, probably.
Oh, do you know, like, what do you do? Oh, you know, I'm a broadcaster and a writer.
I also love the fact we've gone writer. We've gone very far from writer.
I'm a writer.
Yeah.
I'm a writer. Do you say you're a writer?
Yes. I don't think the publishing industry says I'm a writer, but I'd say I'm a writer.
You've got loads of articles in...
Yes.
Many newspapers and...
And magazines.
Magazines.
And yeah.
You've got your own books out.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, well, they've paled into insignificance now, thanks to Help I Sexted My Boss, the book.
Yeah.
But yes, no, we're very excited, and we'll obviously keep you updated on the writing process and which cardigans Jordan's wearing
to
write.
Yeah, I've started wearing cardigans when we meet up for our writing sessions on Zoom and things. Yeah.
And this is the place for you to have all cardigan updates.
Yes.
Let's go to the listeners' responses.
Okay.
This is from Amy. Hello, Diego.
Oh, I say, I'm on the start of letters now, babes. That's it. I'll be co-hosting. I'll be writing a back next. It'll be called... My life in pause.
Pause
for thought. That'll be my book. What you like? Put my name first. Oh, I've gone all red.
Hello,
Diego. Go over here now and rub me off on the carpet.
Hello, Diego, Jordan, William, and PB. After listening to the discussion about whether a dog's mouth is clean and the lady who got her to lick her dog, and the lady who got her dog to lick her chicken hands, I had to write in. As a vet who has encountered all possible bodily fluids from a variety of different species and has also carried out dental work on many of our canine friends, many of which have been gag-worthy from the appearance and smell, I can confidently say that dogs' mouths are disgusting. And her dog's mouth may even be more bacteria-ridden than standard if he's licking her raw chicken hands.
Oh, okay.
I regard myself as an OG G&D diva. I started listening right back at the start. The podcast has never failed to bring a huge smile to my face, even after the worst days. Thank you. Best wishes, Amy.
Oh, well, you can shut up, Amy. You started off well. My mouth is clean as a whistle. My mouth, my arse, and my willy, honestly. Oh.
Wow, Diego, TMI.
Sorry, guys. I just don't want her thinking I'm a dirty bitch. I'm not.
He's not
my
a bitch.
Mouth is clean.
Don't want to get technical.
Yeah, I think it's one of those urban myths, weren't it?
Yeah, that dogs' mouths are clean.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Well, no, they're not.
No, and it's equally disgusting. And thank you for someone in the veterinarian. Thank you to someone in the
veterinarian?
Thanks for a vet for writing in.
I thought you were called Amy.
I'm struggling to speak.
I thought you were called Amy.
No, but she is a vet.
Oh, I thought you said you're a vet.
No, not she's not a vet.
A vet. No. I'm confused now. Whatever your name is, thank you. Whatever your bloody name is, thank you for writing in.
This is from Tim. Hi, guys. First of all, your podcast is amazing. Thank you. And William's etiquettomology jingle is a firm favourite in our house, complete with jazz hands on the keywords. Love it. I was listening to the latest episode and heard Jordan say that he now gets his milk delivered to his house, but is wary of birds pecking the lids. We have been signed up for milk deliveries for a couple of years now and have never had that problem. It was definitely an issue when I was younger, though. My theory is that because everyone moved to plastic bottles for so long, the birds basically forgot that they could peck the lids. Yes, this nugget of birdie knowledge was not passed down the feathery line, so it has been lost. No doubt the birds will rediscover this skill at some point, but until then, our milk remains safe. At least from birds, anyway. Jordan's pesky milk-stealing bastard is another question. Much love, Tim.
Is that Tim or Bilotti? Well, mate, do you know what? You might have a point there, because birds, obviously back in the day, might have realised that if you peck a milk top, you get some delicious milk.
Yes.
So maybe they forgot.
Because you can't, their opportunities
to do that. And now
they've
advanced to seagulls nicking people's chips. And,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring another animal mouth discussion back in, but are birds' beaks clean?
I can't imagine so.
No, probably not. Maybe Amy or Vet or Yvette, whatever you call from the previous letter, can let us know if a bird's mouth is any cleaner.
I've not had any milk bottles nicked of late. So
really? And you're still getting... But is it turning up?
Yeah.
And it's still being delivered?
Yeah.
What's your order?
Well, Monday and Wednesday,
yes.
2 pints of milk.
What? Semi?
One semi. Depends what day I see him. One semi and one's that golden top.
Where do I sign up?
Yes. He's known as the golden top.
Right.
So golden top, I think, is a mixture of both. Oh, it's so beautiful and creamy.
Your words.
Grow up, Hanson.
I have said nothing.
I think anyone want to get back in touch? A gold top is like someone that's never... a golden top milk is, I think it's a blend of whole and semi, and it's so creamy and delicious.
Right.
So I get one of each on Monday and Wednesday.
Yes.
And then where are we going with this? And then on a Friday, I get 2 pints, one of each, and some eggs and some juice.
That's a lot of milk.
I drink a lot of milk, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, and this is the thing as well. I don't think we've talked about this, because I have Ready Break every morning. I've talked about that. But that takes a lot of milk up, Ready Break. And I did have it as a childhood, but I worked loud it every day because it used too much milk.
Now you can see
so
why.
If we had milk in, my mum would make it, but if we didn't have enough milk in.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's lovely. This one is from Molly. Dear William, Jordan, EPB and Diego, I'm writing to update you on the situation that you advised me on a while back. I wrote to you to ask for advice regarding my new apartment in Venice, specifically about an Italian flatmate who has very loud phone sex with her boyfriend.
I remember this one.
You haven't been to Italy, have you?
Italia. Calabanale.
What?
Shut up.
Good news. She's moved
out.
She's moved back to Naples because she couldn't cope with the long distance. And she said, Venice is shit. To each their own, I suppose. I'm incredibly relieved because there is a housing crisis in this region of Italy and I would have struggled to find somewhere else that's in my budget, which isn't much as I'm a struggling artist. Thank you for your advice. I'm glad I didn't have to do anything in the end. Best wishes from Venice, Molly.
Oh, Molly, good luck with the artistry.
Yep.
Thanks for getting in touch. We told you everything works out in the end.
Yes.
And I've heard Venice is a bit shit.
Right.
No offence, Molly. I've heard Venice is a bit shit and Paris is a bit shit as well.
Have you never been to either?
No.
Oh, no. I mean, with any city, there are lesser nice areas.
Loads of people just say to me, Paris is shit.
Right.
like loads of people say, don't go, it's really expensive, which a lot of cities are, but loads of pilks told me, my dad said to me, Paris is shit. No offence to any Parisians listening.
Any what?
Parisians.
Parisians.
Listening. I'm sure it's fine, but yeah.
Well, maybe we should one day put that to the test.
Venice is meant to stink of sewage.
It doesn't, but I mean, it can
again,
do.
You can walk down a street in London. Yeah.
Mm. And you can have
Maggot Love stinks of sewage.
Well, there we go.
They've got really bad drains.
Okay, well... Maybe for a bonus, we'll test out the irrigation systems of Venice.
I'm not saying Venice is shit or Paris. I'm just on what I've heard, and I will when I visit those places, I will let you know.
Yeah, but people say Burnley's shit, but obviously it isn't.
Who says that?
A few people.
No,
they don't.
Particularly
people from Blackburn.
They say it's a shithole, not shit.
Exactly.
And it's neither.
Neither.
Neither. It's neither. It's a beautiful town. Have you seen Bank of Dave yet?
No.
Oh, it's so good. Have you seen it yet? Please watch it.
What is Bank of Dave about?
It's based on a true story of Dave Fishwick, who started his own bank in Burnley during the crash.
Is he the one that sometimes was on Morning Live?
He's on Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, okay.
And please watch it. Please watch it. It's based on a true story, and it just shows Burnley in a really good light.
Right.
Please.
I've been to Burnley.
I've seen it in a
good light.
How good were that curry we had in Burnley that time?
Where you had to bring your own beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just novel.
Forgot about that,
yeah. Yeah. That, no, it was pretty good.
The Airbnb.
It was beautiful accommodation that we didn't sleep in.
Don't.
But that was my town. No.
You're right, though. I get very defensive. People call my hometown shit. So.
Exactly. So how do you think the Venetians and the Parisians?
Yeah, sorry to all the Venetians and the Parisians.
Blackburn, on the other hand.
Don't get me started. I'm joking.
This is from Adam. To William and Jordan, I was listening to the latest episode and couldn't agree more with William and his dislike of restaurant time limits.
Oh, don't get him started.
I once went out for a meal with my good lady. Does she have a name? Service wasn't the quickest, but nevertheless, we had our starter and main course. The waiter then came over with a dessert menu and asked if we would like to have a look.
We'll have a look.
We nodded and said yes. The waiter stretched out his arm to offer me the menu. I reached out to grab it, then he quickly retracted his arm and said, actually, you haven't got enough time for a dessert. I'll get you the bill. We were left with no other choice but to leave and get a McFlurry on the way home. From Adam. Wow.
Oh, there's not wrong with McFlurry.
No.
99p, you would have saved money.
Yeah, you're focusing on the wrong thing.
They're not 99p anymore, are they? They're not. I might have had a McFlurry for ages.
Okay, but what Adam is saying here...
I want to go back to my 20s where I can just go and get a McFlurry on my lunch break.
Right.
And not care. And I know that sounds really, you've changed, but when you get to a certain age, you've got to watch what you eat. But I want to go back to being at work in my 20s and think, do you know what, I'm going to nip out and get a McFlurry.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, Adam, I agree. It's ridiculous. I would say that's unfortunate that the waiter, if you have a 2-hour, if they have given you a 2-hour specific time limit, it's up to them to serve you. And restaurants should assume, I know we don't all go and have 3 courses every time we go to a restaurant, but they should be able to serve you 3 courses and tea and coffee within that 2-hour time limit.
We've got an hour and a half time limit on Friday.
What, when we come to yours?
No. I'm going out for a meal, but... The people I'm going for a meal with, we've set it ourselves because it's the pub near my new house.
Okay.
But the football's on. I went in and they said, look, the footy's on. It's a lovely pub, but it gets a bit rowdy in here when the footy's on.
Right.
God, am I getting boring in my old age?
No, you were always this boring, weren't it?
Yeah. Says you over there and your half zip.
I gave him that half. That's the top I gave him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's my business.
Apparently it's his business half sip.
I put a half sip on for certain Zooms. I had a Zoom last week and I had to put, I thought, I can't do this in a hoodie. So I went upstairs and put a half sip on.
You do ours in a bloody hoodie.
Yeah, because it's you lot. Christ.
Thanks so much.
It's a compliment.
This is from Susie. It's short. Hi, William and Jordan. I googled the name meaning of B&M. Apparently, originally it was called Billington and Maimon after owner Malcolm Billington.
Who's Maimon?
Why? Dear. And then shortened to Bargain Madness.
Oh, so it's B&M.
Regards, Susie.
Is it called B&M Bargains? Is it just called B&M?
I think it's now just called B&M.
Well, that's actually fascinating to know. Thank you. What did people do before Wikipedia?
That may not have been Wikipedia. She might have researched that in Encyclopedia Britannica.
I don't think B&M Bargains would be in Encyclopedia Britannia. What?
No. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Susie. That's actually really interesting.
Now we know.
What does home bargain stand for?
I just think home and bargains.
I've not been the Range for ages. Range. Oh, I'd tell a lie. I've got my bedroom mirror from the Range.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean, really?
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
No, no, nothing.
It's nice.
I look forward to seeing it in only a few days.
I got my bedroom mirror from the Range. Nice. Just above my bed.
Disgusting.
I'd tell a lie.
You don't have a look at that. Sorry, that's really rude. Now, we've been asking for people to film, record, share with us their call and response. Wendy.
Can I borrow your potato peeler?
And producer Ben is just slowly...
Oh, have we had some?
Slowly making...
Oh, we've got one.
We've got one.
Oh. Oh, God.
So we need more.
We need more.
So I've just come out of the swimming pool and I'm trying to find my sister, see what cubicle she's in. Now, she should know how to respond to this. Wendy!
Can we put that up? Oh, that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
We want that to be our new calling sign.
Okay, so far you're winning. Mm-hmm. You're also losing because we've only had one. You're in the lead and at the bottom.
Do it. So they lost each other in the changing rooms.
Yeah.
And then...
And what we were seeing, to describe what we were seeing, we might be able to put that on our socials, but it was just this long corridor of shower cubicles.
Please let this be my legacy. Please. I'm honestly, this would be the proudest thing if in years to come people are at Leeds festivals and going, Wendy, got a potato peeler? That kind of thing. Well, me and Ben will practice it now. So this is what we're going to do. Say you're in the house.
Yes.
Just film yourself.
Yeah, but house is kind of normal.
No, yeah, do it in the house. That's where we'll start. Do it in exciting places, but start off in the house. So say I'm on settee and me and Ben are a couple and he's upstairs and we live together. And I'm on settee and I go, Wendy!
Can I borrow your potato peeler?
Okay, see if you can do maybe better than a house.
Please, I want this to be my legacy.
Just an idea for everyone. Bride's about to walk into a church. She's one end of the aisle. The groom's up the other.
No.
Wendy! Can I borrow your potato peeler? Right, I'm fucking divorcing you.
Just a suggestion.
Send them in. Your Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler call signs. Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sextedmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with PB, producer Ben, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, goodbye, and thank you again for all the lovely messages about the book.
help@sextedmyboss.com/book to pre-order now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.